Previously on Algoa FM.
It is Algoa FM and the Algoa FM Top 30 with Wayne Hart, the show powered by CTM. Now, 2022, it's officially kicked off, and the music industry, including myself and the chart, we're looking forward to some of the hot new tunes of the year. And we're also starting to look at the hottest artist groups. Who is going to take the year of 2022? And he has been labeled as one of the five artists to watch out for this year. He joins us on the line this morning, Will Lilney. Hey, how's it going?
Morning, Wayne. How are you?
Lekker, man. I'm good. So, I mean, I was reading this article where they were talking about artists that we need to look forward to in the coming year, or look out for, if you would rather put it that way. And your name is on that list, buddy. I mean, that's got to mean something for you.
Yeah, I must say, it's a bit surreal. It's still trying to wrap my head around it, but super, super excited to just make some more music and just enjoy the journey along the way.
Let's go back to those who don't know Will and who don't know the single. Let's go back to the single, how it came about, and how you used a particular social media platform called TikTok to sort of shoot yourself out into the world.
Yeah, I mean, I'd kind of written the song with two assistant producers called David Belshaw and Bubele Boy. And we kind of had this song that we absolutely loved. And David looked at me and went, dude, you must try and get onto TikTok, see what can happen. Because that was at the moment where, like, so many artists were able to, I don't know, just market their music and show it to people before it had been released. And so at the end of 2020, I started like making some TikToks about the song, and it seemed to resonate with some people, and it kind of was a building wave until we ultimately were able to release it last year in November.
The thing with the song, though, when you listen to it, it's called Miss Me. So you would immediately assume that, looking at the song title and listening to the song as somebody that's listening to it going, you singing to somebody else about missing you, but that's not what it's about. You are singing to yourself.
It's such a weird one, and I don't know how I managed to land that place with the lyrics, and I'm so happy with how the song ultimately turned out. But it's about coming to the realization that you're going to miss the individual that you are, or the person that you are around somebody else when they leave. And it's kind of just like mulling over those thoughts and trying to hold on to the present time that you have with them before they leave.
That's deep. That's very deep. I mean, are you writing and singing about an experience? I know we're going a little personal here, but...
This is certainly about an experience. You know, it's always better to write from things that you are feeling, from emotions that you're feeling, rather than trying to come up with something that's not necessarily true, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, using TikTok, I mean, you obviously didn't ever experience this to be so successful and so fast as well.
I think it certainly did catch my surprise, but I think what I have learned about TikTok and what is so incredible about social media these days is that it levels the playing field. You know, it's like you can just put something out into the world and see what people think. And I could have never in a million years thought that this is possible. And I'm extremely grateful. And I'm trying to just hold everything in light hands, and it's such an awesome journey. But I could have never, ever, if you had told me this time last year that the song would be doing this well, I would have told you to get lost.
Yeah. And now you're starting to feature on charts in Germany, the US, and the UK as well. What does this mean for Will?
Well, I'm still trying to figure that one out, you know. but certainly writing more music, and certainly trying to, just get some projects together and get some more music out into the world.
I mean, if you had to compare yourself to or your style of music to another artist, who would that person be or people?
I always struggle with the question because I've listened to like a wide range of music for a lot of my life. But I think if we kind of had to narrow it down, I guess maybe around like a Clinton Kane type vibe. And with like drippings of Picture This or Quinn 92, or pop centered. But I try and take those influences and create something that's a little bit unique, but still keeps to the style of indie pop or pop, whatever you want to say.
So listen, I'm like a big recording label, and I come to Will and I say to Will, I've got Justin Bieber. I'm going to make it very difficult for you right now. I've got Justin Bieber in front of me. And I have Adele. and you get to perform with only one of those artists, who would it be?
You're the worst. You're making this difficult decision.
It's terrible. It's horrible. But
honestly, so horrible.
I don't even think it's something you can answer, though, because, I mean, you would want to perform with both of them. I mean, imagine that.
I mean, listen, in my wildest dream, I have to tell you that for sure.
Listen, well, it's been great catching up with you. I know you got other chats and interviews coming up, but we're going to be looking out for you this year. Don't forget about us. Is there any plans of sort of venturing out of South Africa? I know we've got COVID at the moment. It's very restrictive in terms of where you can go. Are you planning on performing somewhere, traveling somewhere?
Yeah, I mean, right now we've got shows at Cafe Roo on the 28th and 30th of Jan, and that's in Cape Town, obviously. Mm. But yeah, like you said, with COVID, it's so many things up in the air. And so it's a lot of just holding a lot of this in light hands. But a lot of this year is just going to be writing and creating music and building out a live show that is just awesome for people to watch and have an incredible experience with it.
All right. Awesome stuff. Well, Will, I can tell you, your song has been on Algo FM's Top 30 for the last 6 weeks. It moves up 4 places to make it to this week's number 12.
Ooh, that is exciting. That
very
is awesome.
Exciting. Very exciting stuff. Will, thank you for catching up with us on Algo FM this morning. You have yourself a great weekend and good luck for 2022.
Thank you so much, Wayne. Thank you for having me. Have an awesome day.
Ciao.
Saturdays 9 to 12.
Only the biggest hits across Algoa country.
The Algoa FM Top 30.
Top 30.